Well, they are two issues. So put two together as one. First of all, unbeknown to me, I found out that there's a group of Bachim, individuals, some of the group, that don't fulfill the obligation of Shnayim Mikveh Echad Targum. It's a chiyuv. Chiyuv means an obligation. It's not a rishus, it's not voluntary, it's not optional. If I'd say it's not worse than tefillah, the same boys wouldn't be doing it either. So it's a different obligation than tefillah b'tzibur. But it is an obligation of a tzibur. As the Gemara's Loshen, Mr. Minkoff, is the Olam Yashlim Adam Parashiyosu V'Matzivu. A person should complete Parashat HaShavua with the Tzivu. The Olam Yashlim Adam Parashiyosu V'Matzivu. And the Gemara Brachas, I think it's Dav Ches, the Gemara says that Kol HaMashlim Parashiyosu V'Matzivu is Marich Lo Yomo Ushnaisov. He has length of days, length of years. He lives a longer life. Yeah, everyone that comes to schools and rebbes, they need to, how to get a longer life. Especially when we're dealing with sicknesses. A longer life, a longer life, a longer life. Well, the Gemara gives an Eitzah. Yashlim Adam Parashiyosu V'Matzivu. It's alluded to in this week's parasha. Shemais brought down Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. It's brought down the Eila Shemais. V'chayev Odom Lahashtum HaParashia Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. That's the remnants they bring down. But Tzedavka, and Sefer Shemais that is alluded to, because Sefer Shemais is the Sefer that is the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. It's the Sefer of the Bonim. Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the office of Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov the Shvatim, where Klal Yisrael becomes a Klal, becomes a nation, where it has a din of a Tzibur. That's in Sefer Shemais. And the first two words of Sefer Shemais is that Klal Yisrael comes in Tzibur, then the Olam Yashlim Adam Parashiyosu V'Matzivu. So you have an obligation, Shnayim Mikveh Echad Targum. And it goes very well with the line of Ein Uma Zu Uma Ela B'Torasa. What makes Klal Yisrael a nation, unlike other nations, is our Torah. Take away Torah from Klal Yisrael, and I can't see it no different, being worse than any other Ummah. You know, different and worse, which makes a difference. We'll always be different. But what makes us unique in the positive way, what combines Klal Yisrael, is Torah. And therefore, it's a chiyuv, it's an obligation upon everybody. If you do me a favor, go outside and tell the people on the outside, mother, either to walk out of my building, just to walk out of my building. Don't invite me, just walk out of my building. to the point for wondering how far the chiyuv goes. It's written that a person who's not mashlim parshiyos in a tzibur is a perish in a tzibur. He's a person who separates himself from the tzibur. And it makes sense. Because the creation of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael is with terror. And there's a terror at tzibur. The Kriyas HaTorah at tzibur. The Leon HaTorah at tzibur. So a person who's not master parashiyos in tzibur, even though he's learning other things, but he's learning as a yochid, he's not learning as a tzibur. He's a perishman at tzibur. And many times in yeshivas, you will find bashrim. And that's why it's a yeshiva problem. That might be learning Gemara B'Iyun day and night, Masmida, but learning their thing. And they fail in Shnayim Mikvah Nechatarim. So he's taking Lima Torah as a Yochid, and that is part of the Tzibur. And you have the obligation of learning as part of the Tzibur. And you're that Parish. And you're out of Sefer HaGeulah, which Parsha Shemais, Parsha of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, the Ramban calls it Sefer HaGeulah. It's the Sefer of the redemption of Klal Yisrael. Because when Klal Yisrael is redeemed, in Geulah it's a Tzibur. It's one united being. In Golus, it's separate. Each one's an individual, alive as an individual. In the terror of an individual, but not the terror of a tzibur. Therefore, I encourage everybody, I can't say I'm demanding. My demand is not as strong as Chazal's. That Shtayim Mikvah Nechatarim, and it's a priority. And one has to finish it before the Suda on Shabbos, or day. There are different ways of doing it. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch, and on the Shabbos, you do it any way your heart's content, and the ways of Halacha. There's so many different ways. You have so many said, which way is the Lechatchila, which one's the B'dievet. I'll tell you what Kabbalah I have for that. Whichever way is going to work by you is Lechatchila. For at least the beginning. That's Lechatchila. And any way that's not going to work, it doesn't make sense to do it that way. So if it's Pasuk by Pasuk, if it's Parsha by Parsha, you know, if it's first the two Pasuk and then the Targum, or Pasuk and Targum, as the Rosh Hashanah says, and then the Pasuk, whichever way works, that's the way it should be done, at least in the younger years. And if it's somebody said, what about Rashi? Is Rashi good? Rashi's good. Is it B'dievet? It's L'chatchila at this point. So you do the Chumash and the Rashi and skip the Targum. If you do the Chumash and the Targum, English doesn't work. So please, find time in your schedule for Shnayim Mikvah Nechatarim. And somebody had a good answer, and I think we'll go with it, is that to get a group of people to Makabo for least Sefer Shemais. That somebody's going to think of a whole year, it's too much, it's not. But least Sefer Shemais, a group of Bachim getting together to Makabo to finish Shnayim Mikvah Nechatarim. Some do it after davening, some do it at lunch. But it should be done. Somebody asked, what about at night? It's brought down, one should learn Torah Shavuot Chasav at night. So it's best off during the day. But again, B'dieved, the Torah Shavuot Chasav that you learn is Torah even at night. And if that's what's going to make the difference, you're allowed to go that night. And that will be one of the entertainment that I'll carry on my shoulders. But you can learn Shnayim Minyan V'Echad that night. But it's extremely important that everybody gets used to doing Shnayim Minyan V'Echad Targum. That's one thing. Start from Sefer Shmos. Second thing, we're 3 days behind in this, that it's Yimei Shevivim. It's really, this year it's Shevivim, all the years it's Shevivim Tat. Shevivim, the Pashtus, is the Rosh Hashanah of Shmais Va'era by the Shalach Yisrael and Mishpatim. Tat would be Shuvah Tetzava. What is Shevivim? I'm sure you all heard Shevivim, 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 but what is it? So it's a minig of Anshei Maisa and Klal Yisrael, a minig way back, that when there's an Ibriyar, when there's a year that's a leap year, 13 months, so they established 8 Taneisim. On Yom Chamishi, this is where the sources at least, on Yom Chamishi, on Thursday, of Yimei Shevivim. Yishevivim Tat, which is 5, and 6 and 2, which is 8. What's the pshat in these 8 Taneisim? And why Davka on Thursday? So, there's a few malachim in this. One is as follows, a very interesting malach, and I think most go that way, is that there are certain times you have a tainus in Meislichus in the midst of a year that's not because of a tragedy that occurred. And so we're not talking about a tainus, a tzibur, of a sorbetavis, shavas metamis. We're not talking about sorbetalia, a tisha b'av. It's something called Bahab. We're familiar with Bahab. Beis Hei Beis, Monday, Thursday, Monday, after Yom Tov, was established as a Yom Tainis, as a fast day, and a day of Slichu Mechila for Klal Yisrael. And they established it twice. And in every 6 months, in a 6 month period, twice a year, so you have Bahab. When is the Ibriyar? And you have two Chodesh Adars. So the two Bahabs, one in Cheshvan, and the other one in the year, and not gonna be led more than 6 months apart. So what they did was, interesting thing, so they established that on that Chodesh, there should be fasting, when Monday, Thursday of the extra month. Because when does the problem begin? Not on Adar Aleph, not on Shvat, not on Tevis, in Adar Beis. So in Adar Beis, they establish that every week, 2/5, which is 8 weeks. But that's too much of a tier of it, see more? So they split it amongst 8 weeks, once a week, when starting Sefer Shmos. That's what's put there. So you might ask, so why 8 times? You know, if Bahab is 3, the other Bahab is 3, so why over here they're separated by an extra month? So it should be 3 Taneisim at the most, not 8 Taneisim. It's put there as an unbelievable thing. That the reason why Bahab, we ask the question, why is Bahab on 3? You know, Bahab maybe should also be Monday, Thursday throughout the month, or one Monday, or two, What's Bahab? Why three? So we know Bahab was established because he made Simcha in the days of rejoicing that occur in on Yantif. So sometimes because of the Simcha, people sin. And the Iggy made Simcha. This is the amazing part. It's not Chol HaMoed, as we know. It's Yantif proper, because that's the day they went to the Drasha, as Rashi says in Kedushim. So they went to the Drasha, let's say on Sukkot, the first day. They went to the Drasha, Shmini Atzeres, which is the last day. And of course, there's many times Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So there are three times in Yantif that the May Simcha is caused some type of taruvis as everyone went to the Drasha. On the Moed proper, not the Chol HaMoed. So therefore, it was 3 days Bahab. And the same thing is true by Pesach. You have the first day Pesach, you have the last day Pesach, and you have Chol HaMoed Pesach, 3 days. Chanukah time, which is Yemei Simcha, of rejoicing, they never established anything connected to that. Because that's, again, it's, we'll go into the next Bahab, which was Iker on Pesach. But once they had to establish already another time of fasting and slichus, because it's more than 6 months apart, once they had to do that already, so the things aren't included in, because everything else, all the other Yemei Simcha, which will be tufel to the Baha, just like Chol HaMoed, people could sin, but it's tufel to the Baha. It's included in the Baha. The Baha was established against the Iker, everything else is included in. So too, this was established in the Iker, everything else included in. Now they have to establish anyway. They established it Kineged Chanukah. Chanukah is 8 days. So they established 8 days of Tanis. So that's one reason. Of course, according to that reason, Bahab would only be on the Shavuot Tat would only be on the main Hebrew, on a Shana Muberes, on a Libya. L'maisa, that's how we're knowing. Shavuot Tat is only on a Libya. But on a Shana Pshuta, on a regular year, it's Shavuot. Once they established it, it seems, once they established it already, you make Kapara on a leap year made. So they did on the aid. It's some type of establishment of it on a regular year, on a Shana Pshuta of only 6 weeks. Shavuot. That's one thought. Another school of thought, that we know on a leap year, there are more machas, there are more illnesses occur, for whatever reason. And especially by children. It's brought down in many of the Sifrei Kabbalah on leap years. And not only that, but it's giving birth, one's more, it's harder times, and unfortunately there are many miscarriages on a leap year in Kabbalah. So because of that they established on the Yemei Shavuot, and Davke had nothing to do with an Adar over here, but that's due on a leap year, but on the, from these parishes, in the Shiva Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael was like a Uber B'yer Chaim, Klal Yisrael was like an embryo, was surely in that status, and it was a lady that was giving birth, and we were a child until Har Sinai. So they established in those weeks a special tightness, and Dafka on Thursday Yom Hei, which is a bracha on David, where it says over there that Puruvu. So So then a special bracha will dunk in. We couldn't establish it on a Friday. They didn't want to establish a tiny davka on a Friday. They did it on a Thursday, which is Yimei Hadin anyway. They established it on davka, not on the Monday, which is earlier in the week, but later in the week on a Thursday. So the first 8 weeks, what about on Shana Pshuta? So same idea. Once they established it on a Shana Muberes, for Chayla Yisrael, especially children, and especially in birth, so they kept it going also, even on a Shana Pshuta, on a regular year, but they didn't keep it with a full tikkun, with his full strength, but instead of 8 weeks, it was 6 weeks. And people used to fast on the Thursdays, and say slichas, and if you get a minion to fast, it's Minchut Tam Vayichal, and Avim Malkeinu, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have a Kabbalah fast, really. Because the person who's decided to fast on this was always, it's Mekubal already. Alright. That's the second reason. It's a good reason. A very strong reason. The third reason has nothing to do with the Shnasa Ibar. Has nothing to do with sicknesses. Yeah, it's well, I'm not going to talk about it. But if you want, look in what was it? Tough Rish Pei, maybe? I don't have a show to show it off. But the end of Hilchis Chanukah. So it should be really Tough Rish Pei. So the it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but in Mishnah Berurah just writes about Yimei HaShayurim over there. And he says to look into the Be'er Heitev. So look into the Be'er Heitev, and look into the Be'er Heitev over there, which brings an Ariza of the concept of Yimei Shayvim and how it's the Kapara. And that's based on, you know, we have a pasuk also, Shuva Bani Shayvim. Okay? In yeshivas, so there's a minig, the minig is not the fast. Yimei Shayvim, and many of these others, why, based on Shulchan Aruch, is that it affects one's learning. And you can look at the Mishnah Berurah there also. It affects one's learning. But what should one do? So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah. If one is rogo to learn one daf, so that day you should learn two dapim. If one is rogo to learn two dapim, he should learn four or three, he should learn more. A more intense learning during your Meshach. And it seems by the way, that is, if you look in Talmud Devarim, he says Yimei Shayvim is to make Aseres Tshuva. And there he talks about it's not just the Mondays. It means all the days of Shayvim. The days of the fast, they were Misakin on Thursday. But the Yimei Shayvim are like the Aseres Tshuva, the time of Tshuva for Klal Yisrael. Just in case you want to know, we told you that Eilus Shemais is the Chayim Odom Lahashlim Aparshis Shnai Miki Vecha Targum. The Eilus Shemais B'nei Yisrael Ho, which is a hey idea, Boim Mitzrayma is Rosh HaTevis Shevim. It's brought down. Is the Rosh HaTevis Shevim, and it's a remnant that Shevim starts in Parsha Shemais. If you look in Tov Kufayin Aleph, in Shulchan Aruch by B'nai Torah, people who are learning not to fast, but to have a replay in learning and intensity in learning. Which means, in yeshiva, for the next 6 weeks, there's an intensity of learning of Yemei Shavuot. Or fast. You have an option. You can fast. And the minute today, by the way, is not like the source. Some people do it on Mondays and Thursdays. And by the Yirei Shamayim, it's all week long. 42 fasts. In yeshiva, we replace that with intensity of learning. Especially in our days, where there is a ribu of chalim, where there are too many sick people, and I believe every one of us has a relative who is sick, or has an issue, or knows somebody that is, or has issues, and with the source of Klal Yisrael that are occurring today, and all the other things, would be wrong over the next 6 weeks that B'nai Torah are the ones who don't abide by Shavuot. So again, I think it's about time the Olam carries. This is a Minhag Klal Yisrael. I'm sure we're all brought up with it. We should have been. The Yemei Shavuot are different. And we intensify our learning through Parshas Mishpatim. Next year, Mirtz Hashem, will be Parshas Mishpatim and Truma Tetzaveh. Second Seder.